Surely we are all mindful of today's anniversary, 15 years now, of the September 11th attacks on our nation. The prayers that we are using for Holy Mass this morning are prayers for peace and for justice, and we beg our Lord for that gift of peace and that he might make us instruments of his peace in a world so much torn by violence and division. September 11th is one of those days where surely we can all remember where we were when we heard the news of what was happening in our nation. I remember myself I had just entered the seminary a month before in August, and I was in the seminary van driving with other seminarians down to St. Louis University for class that morning, listening to the radio in disbelief as we heard about what was happening in our country. I remember walking across campus that day, the sky eerily silent, looking up, wondering if more attacks were yet to come. I remember that evening kneeling in the chapel of St. Charles Borromeo at the seminary, trying to make sense of it all, stunned by how suddenly we had been reminded of the utter lack of peace on earth. The readings today even speak about this lack of peace. That first reading from Exodus, when the Israelite people become so depraved and fall into idolatry. This parable of the prodigal son, reminding us how easy it is to fall away. I think there are perhaps two simple questions we could reflect on this morning as we pray to our Lord for peace in our world. First of all, what is the cause of the lack of peace, and what is it rooted? And secondly, what is its remedy? How do we find peace in the world? St. John Paul II will answer the first question for us about the cause of the lack of peace, and St. Teresa of Calcutta, our newest saint, will give us some advice about the remedy. So what is the cause of our lack of peace? In 1984, St. John Paul II wrote a document on the Sacrament of Penance. And in that document, he listed all the different forms of division that exist in our world, various attacks on human rights, discrimination, terrorism, torture, the unfair distribution of the resources of the world, a list that could go on. And then immediately after, he diagnoses the root, the cause of it all, very strikingly. He said, if we look carefully, no matter what kind of division we're speaking about, it always has one root. He says the root is always found in a wound in man's innermost self, in the very heart of man, which he says, in the light of faith, we call sin. In other words, no matter how complex the situation may seem, whether we're talking about division just on a very personal level or on the world stage, when we boil it all down, it is sin that destroys peace. It is individual human beings in the depths of their soul choosing division and violence rather than unity and peace. And we see this connection between sin and the lack of peace from the very beginning of creation. God made man and woman, Adam and Eve, in the garden, and they enjoyed this perfect union, this perfect harmony with God and with one another. But immediately after the fall, immediately after sin comes into the world, what happens? Adam and Eve hide themselves from God. They're afraid of God. That harmony, that union between the two of them and God is gone, and even that harmony and unity between Adam and Eve disappears. Because when God questions them, what happens? Adam points the finger at Eve and says, the woman you put here, she's the one at fault. And Eve turns and points her finger to the serpent. Division enters the world as the fruit of sin. So what is the remedy? If the lack of peace is rooted ultimately in the human heart, then peace doesn't begin at the summit meetings of world leaders. It begins in the human heart, each individual human heart. Mother Teresa in 1979 was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, recognized as a woman who was working for peace in the world. And in her acceptance speech, she didn't spend that time reflecting on international relations and how we might bring about world peace between different nations in the world. She zeroed in her speech on the family. She said, if we want peace in the world, it has to begin in our homes, in our families. If each member of the family looks into his own heart and asks, what are the seeds of division in my own soul? How do I contribute in ordinary life to a lack of peace? And strive to root that out and put love in its place, she says, then the family becomes a cell of peace in society. And when you think of it, it is families who come together to create neighborhoods, and neighborhoods that together create cities, cities to create states, states, nations, and nations, the world. So that if we want world peace, it begins at home. It begins in the human heart. It begins in the family. St. Teresa of Calcutta had this very simple but beautiful saying that really is a formula for peace in the world. She said, the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Interesting that the fruit of peace is the ultimate end of what begins with silence. Can we create silence in the home? If peace is ultimately the fruit of silence and peace begins in the family, then it begins in our homes. Can we create a time of silence each day in our home? Time when the television is off, the phones are put away, and the family gathers to pray. For the fruit of silence is prayer. Mother Teresa loved to speak about and encourage the family rosary. She always cited the line, the family that prays together stays together. And she encouraged families to pray the rosary every day. Is that something we could commit to? Each day, 15, 20 minutes, where the bombardment of the world is turned off and we turn as a family to the Lord and to the Blessed Mother. Think of what incredible fruit it would bear if every family, for example, would sit down to dinner each evening and then after dinner, before moving on to the evening's activities, spend 15, 20 minutes in prayer. Imagine if that happened in every home in our parish. St. Gerard Majella would become an oasis of peace in the midst of all the turmoil of the world. And we would experience that ultimate fruit of peace that begins with silence, prayer, faith, love, service. Let's today, as we beg our Lord in this Holy Mass for the gift of peace, ask Him that it might begin in our own homes, that we might be instruments of peace in our home, and that through us, in our own little way, we might contribute to building up peace in the world.